Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and it's a real joy to be with you today to share God's Word with you. Today, I would like to read out of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. This is such a beautiful, beautiful scripture. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers." I want to read that again. It said, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers." What a beautiful, beautiful scripture. I want you to know today that God's eyes are upon His children, and His ears are leaned toward you to hear what you're calling Him to do. Today, I pray that you will let Him be the Lord of your life. And if you're not a Christian, if you're not born again, that you'll ask the Lord to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. You know, I was told a story. It was such a beautiful story. There was this mother that son went off to war, but he was killed in battle. And when he left home, this young man was not a Christian, but the mother prayed for him all the days that he was living, that he would get saved. But after he died, it really troubled her not knowing if her son was born again or not. And she always prayed that God would give her a word to let her know one way or the other if her son had gotten saved before he died or not. And years and years passed by, and this mother still kept praying that God would send her an answer of what happened to her boy that day on the battlefield. And this chaplain said one day he was going down a country road. He was just touring the country, and he saw a name on a mailbox, and he happened to remember that that young man's last name was that same name, and he was from that part of the country. So he said, I thought to myself, I'll just swing in there and see if any of his people still live there. And he said when he pulled in the driveway, the chaplain said that the old mother got up off the front porch, and she said, "You have come to tell me about my son." And, you know, he was so shocked. He said, "Ma'am, yes, I am." And he told her who he was. He said, "About 30 minutes before your son was killed in battle, he came into my army tent, and he asked me to pray for him that he could give his heart and life to Jesus." And he said, "Ma'am, just moments before your son went out into eternity, he had made Jesus his Savior. And yes, ma'am, he is. And he will be waiting for you in heaven." And that mother rejoiced knowing that she had gotten word that her son was, it was well with him, and he had made his peace with God before he went out into eternity. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. The ears of the Lord are tuned to the righteous, and He will hear and answer prayer. God will give you an answer today, and God will send you the word that you need. You just hold on and don't give up. Let me tell you something. The most important decision that you'll ever make of your life is where you're going to spend eternity. You see, you've already made that decision. If you've never accepted Jesus, you have chosen to reject God and to spend the eternity separated from God in a devil's hell. But I pray today that you will change your mind and try Jesus. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. And if you'll do that, the Bible says that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God will forgive you of your sins. He'll write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life and Glory. And when you leave this world, and let me tell you something, we're all going to face death one day. But the question is, are you ready to meet Jesus? And if you are ready to meet Him and you have made Him your Lord and Savior, it will just simply be, "Goodbye world, hello Jesus." There's an old hymn that we sing a lot in our church. It says, "Will the circle be unbroken?" And I want to ask you that question. Will you meet your loved ones in glory that's gone on ahead of you? Will you be able to lead the rest of your family to the Lord? Let me tell you, somebody's watching your life. They're following your footsteps. Where are you leading them? I pray today that you'll make Jesus your Savior. Lord, I pray for my congregation that's listening today. I ask that you forgive them of their sins and make them ready for the day and hour that their souls are required of them as they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you for listening in to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. You can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. God bless you, and remember, God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. God bless you.